Hello, I'm Joe Vigliotti, Commissioner from District 1, and thank you for listening in. I hope that everybody's doing well and that you're keeping warm this winter, and despite the cold weather and the way that things seem to slow down, there's still a lot of opportunity to get out and to experience different things and to see the sorts of things that are going on. It's been a busy couple of weeks since my last podcast, and in that time I've had the continued pleasure of meeting with and listening to citizens, attending different events and functions, and getting around the county. Among those places I visited was the Arc of Carroll County, one of a number of organizations dedicated to providing assistance to those with learning and other disabilities. I was very graciously shown around by Don Rowe and Jen Mouse, and it was humbling to see the passion and dedication to serving that those who work through the Arc demonstrate for their fellow human beings, as well as a joy to see those who benefit from the Arc participating in classes and programs that are held there. You know, that Carroll County offers such possibilities and Carroll County is welcoming of such places is a mark of genuineness and compassion. And on that note, you'll want to mark down Sunday, May 7th as an afternoon to keep free, as Carroll County will be holding its second annual veteran celebration at the Farm Museum from noon to 4. Admission and parking are both free, and it'll be a great time of community as we celebrate and honor our veterans. There's going to be live music, food, children's activities, a military exhibit, and a number of veteran service organizations that will also be present. I had the opportunity to attend last year, and it was worth every moment. Now, regrettably, in other news, you will have also heard that a shooting occurred in Tawnytown, not far from Northwest Middle School. Thankfully, no children were harmed, and law enforcement agencies, including Tawnytown, the Sheriff's Department, and the State Police, rapidly and capably responded to the incident. More information will be forthcoming on that, but it's important to remember to always keep vigilant and to support the men and women who form the blue line that makes a difference in our daily lives. You know, God forbid that things go wrong, but when they do, we depend upon law enforcement and emergency response like no other, and so it really does matter that we, in turn, support them however we can. Now, elsewhere, if you're interested, you'll want to keep the date of Thursday, February 23rd in mind, as beginning at 6 o'clock p.m. in the Reagan Room of the County Government Building, the Board of Commissioners will be sitting in public hearing, listening to what citizens have to say about a proposed moratorium on solar power development of agricultural land. Since the proposal was first considered a few weeks ago, we've been receiving public comment in person, by email, by phone, and will continue to receive public comment for 10 days after the night of the public hearing. And we're grateful to have already heard from a large number of citizens on the topic, and we look forward to continued input. Now, if you'd like to be in touch, the board as a whole can be emailed at commissioners@carrollcountymd.gov. Again, that's commissioners@carrollcountymd.gov. And if you'd like, I can directly be reached through jvigliotti@carrollcountymd.gov. Again, that's jvigliotti@carrollcountymd.gov. I'll ask your patience with me as I am currently fielding quite a few requests and emails, and I'm doing my best to keep up, but I still wanted to let you know that you had the option to contact us as you will. You know, again, we're all very grateful for the input on this or any other issue. More information about the public hearing itself can be found online at carrollcountymd.gov under the Residence menu, under County News in the left-hand menu column. Now, locally, New Windsor will also be holding a station format town hall on Thursday, February 23rd at 7 o'clock p.m. at the New Windsor Fire Department at 101 High Street for those interested in, with questions about, or wanting to learn more about the Maryland Route 31 Improvements Project. The project is expected to take about 18 months, and so New Windsor residents, especially those on Route 31, Main Street, and High Street, are strongly encouraged by the Mayor and Council to attend. Any questions can be answered through New Windsor's Town Hall at 410-635-6575. Again, that's 410-635-6575. Now, on Monday, I had the chance to visit Future Northwest Regional Park north of Tawnytown along Route 194 with Recreation and Parks Director Jeff Dagetz, Chief of Parks Brad Rogers, and Digital Media Manager Chris Swam. So, Northwest Park consists of a 145-acre site purchased in 2019 using program open space funds. And those are funds that can only be used to purchase land for parks. Before this purchase, there was no county-owned park that existed west of Littlestown Pike or north of Middleburg Road. And the future park has 50 acres of existing forest and plenty of rare, flat, open land, and this will allow for environmental protection of large segments of Piney Creek. Carroll County will soon be soliciting proposals for a design firm to develop a master plan for the site. And that process is going to include public meetings and citizen input, consideration of various amenities, and extensive evaluation of the site and its potential. And details about these meetings are going to be forthcoming. Now, a slightly amusing note, as Mr. Swam was operating a drone for aerial photography, He explained to me that birds of prey often attack drones, and about 10 seconds before, a bird of prey began circling the drone. So fortunately, Mr. Swam ensured that the drone successfully eluded becoming lunch. Now, on Wednesday, I had the opportunity to visit the historic courthouse for a tour with the esteemed Judge Brian DeLeonardo, as well as getting a better, more in-depth sense of operations at that building. I was able to take some photos of different parts of the legal library in the courthouse, which is one of those unsung treasures of our county. You know, there are books in that library which go back hundreds of years, and if we consider law, order, and justice as central components of what determines civilization, we have something quite exceptional in this county and this country. You know, as a side note, the legal library is open to the public, which is pretty awesome. You know, you'll want to call ahead, make an appointment to see it, but again, it is open to the public, and I strongly encourage you to go ahead and visit. Now, elsewhere, it's that time of year when the county is preparing to go into budgeting. This is an all-encompassing, busy, and rigorous process. Now, as you may remember, the Board of Commissioners has been alternating visiting ex officio members to the Board of Education, and I had the opportunity to do so last week. You know, education mandates from the state of Maryland, which fall under the Blueprint Plan, have compelled the Board of Education to ask for additional money in their budget from the county to the amount of about $6.7 million. Now, meanwhile, the continued implementation of the Department of Fire and Emergency Services, rising costs, requests for competitive salary levels from various departments and partner entities, as well as other fiscal demands, mean that we'll be facing some very, very difficult decision-making in the months ahead. Now, one might say surely that, you know, the county has enough money to do everything. You know, you will have noticed from last week's meeting that there is a projected $27 million income surplus for the current fiscal year. But this isn't what it seems. Now, first, this isn't the county's money. It's yours. And it has to be allocated and appropriated responsibly. Second, this isn't recurring income. You know, this is not money that comes in year after year. We're still trying to figure out the reasoning for the surplus, though home sales may play a part in it all. But because that money is not recurring, it means that it can only be used once, and then it's gone. So we can't use it to pay for things that require regular funding, such as blueprint mandates or salaries. Third, including the current year's budget, the past 3 years have been anomalies when it comes to budget surpluses that are so large. You know, there is no hard evidence at present to suggest that this trend will become a new reality, and it really would be unwise to spend money like it is. You know, again, we choose to spend money, what we choose to spend money on in the coming fiscal year, we'll have to account for that in the next year as well. Now, personally, I prefer to err on the side of caution and fiscal conservatism, you know, holding to a steady course and being careful about what money is and is not spent on. You know, because again, at the end of the day, as all of my fellow commissioners also understand as well as myself, this is your money. Now, as we move into budgeting very soon, I certainly hope that you'll reach out to us whenever you'd like on this or any other issue, whether you have questions, concerns, whatever the case is. You know, again, as noted before, the entire Board of Commissioners can be emailed at commissioners@carrollcountymd.gov. Again, that's commissioners@carrollcountymd.gov. And if you'd like, I can directly be reached through jvigliotti@carrollcountymd.gov. Again, that's jvigliotti@carrollcountymd.gov. Now, while it is true that we face very challenging choices ahead, I certainly do believe that we are blessed to live in and to have the county that we do. You know, against the wider arc of national doubt and global uncertainty, I think that we are doubly blessed to have this as the place that we call home. And it is our love of home, our love of what we are and who we are, the comfort of the divine, which braces us in our courses. May God always bless you. May God always bless Carroll County. Thank you for listening.